Many people suffer from leaky gut, digestive issues. So when you're taking supplements like over the counter, when you're eating food that you think is helping you, you might not be absorbing everything that you think you are absorbing because your gut is not taking in all those nutrients. So basically when you get an IV infusion, it's going directly to your bloodstream. You're absorbing 100% of that and it's just like life-changing. You feel good, you get hydrated. We also use minerals, glutathione, which is very popular. Everybody's all about the glutathione. Glutathione is great for our liver detox. It's great for mitochondria support, great for anti-aging, brightens your skin. So we have so many different IVs to choose from between wellness, energy, VitaGlow, detox, and then we also do high dose vitamin C.
Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms. This episode is for you if you're curious about the benefits of IV therapy. It seems like so many IV vitamin infusion services have been popping up all over the country. And today's guest is going to share with us the possible benefits as well as using functional medicine to optimize your health and age better.
Rebecca Powers is a functional medicine family nurse practitioner with a background in critical care and neurology. She believes traditional medicine has its place in the world, but combining conventional and alternative treatments leads patients to truly reaching optimal health. She is also a married mom of four, like me. I'm a single mom, but mama four.
Rebecca is a functional NP at New Jersey Mobile IV. She is part of a group of passionate functional medicine practitioners working together in order to help patients have access to better healthcare options in the most convenient way possible. They offer diagnostic workups as well as therapeutic treatments, including IV therapy from the comfort of your own home or business.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on the show. So we are curious, what are IV vitamin infusions and why are so many people seeking them?
So IV vitamin infusions are so popular now, especially because, you know, lately our soil, the world, none of the nutrients that we get from food are not provided in the soil anymore. So basically what you have to do, you have to get the IV infusions. Also, so many people suffer from leaky gut, digestive issues. So when you're taking supplements like over the counter, when you're eating food that you think is helping you, you might not be absorbing everything that you think you are absorbing because your gut is not taking in all those nutrients. So basically when you get an IV infusion, it's going directly to your bloodstream. You're absorbing 100% of that and it's just like life-changing. You feel good. You get hydrated. We also use minerals, glutathione, which is very popular. Everybody's all about the glutathione. Glutathione is great for our liver detox. It's great for mitochondria support, great for anti-aging, brightens your skin. So we have so many different IVs to choose from between wellness, energy, VitaGlow, detox, and then we also do high dose vitamin C, 25 grams, 50 grams, then we'll go up to 100 grams depending on what the patient is looking for. Yeah.
Okay. So. Yes. So that actually leads me to wondering, that's like, those are a lot of options. Like if I came, like, how do you know if you need certain vitamins and nutrients? Like, could you overdose on some of this?
No, you can never overdose on it because everything is water soluble. So if you have too much of it, it will just come out in your urine. And when you do an IV, we do send you paperwork and you will fill it out and say, you know, what you're looking for, what you're trying to treat. And we, the nurse will go over the paperwork with the patient. You know, we also have to make sure that every patient is the right fit. Right. So we go over the paperwork and we see what's right for them. And then we tailor the IV to them. So we have a menu, but we can always change the menu up if somebody is looking for something specific. We can add things. So that's not a problem. Some people want just hydration. We can give you more fluid. It's really anything you want you can get, which is amazing. We also do vitamin D shots, which are great. So many patients are low in vitamin D. Vitamin D is essential for gut health, for hormone regulation, everything. So vitamin D shots, if you do not have a recent vitamin D level, you can get a shot once a month. But if you have a level that we can see, then we can make a plan for you to help you give you some vitamin D shots, get your levels up because vitamin D is like sunshine in the brain. So, you know, we all need that in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What if someone to get the IV infusion, but like you can create the menu that you want. What if I came and I suspect I must be low in some nutrient? Like how, if I didn't know which nutrient, how would I find out about?
So we can also also do blood work.
My, like, what good dose for me? Okay.
We can also do blood work. You don't have to have blood work before you do an IV. We can give you something maybe well-rounded, like with minerals and B vitamins, amino acids, something like that, just to like replenish your body, hydrate you, see how you feel. And then what I like to do, some patients, you know, want to sign up for a package or a couple of them. I like to use different IVs and hit them from different ends from time to time to see which one they like better, how they feel after. Because, you know, we're all so deficient in B vitamins, especially. So getting the B vitamins directly to the bloodstream is essential because, you know, B vitamins are essential for detoxification, which a lot of people don't know. But you need those methylated Bs to detox your body cellularly to get all those, you know, heavy metals or things out of your body. So we can just hit you all lines of it.
So it's funny that you said B vitamins because that was one of our questions, is if you have the MTHFR like defect or the mother effer gene, as some people call it. Would this work for you? Would this be okay for you?
They are methylated B vitamins, which is great. We only use that because we know 75% of the population have this MTHFR gene. So most of us are actually affected more than we think. Not everybody tests for it. There's two copies of the gene. So you could have one and you can still be affected. So definitely IV B vitamins are very important. Taking a B vitamin every day is something I push, especially a methylated folate or B12, especially if you're trying to detox. It helps eliminate brain fog, anything like that. It's just really good. And then the glutathione. Glutathione is just like one of these master antioxidants in the body. So our body produces glutathione. But what happens is when you, right now we have, you know, our skies are filled with heavy metals. Our food is filled with things that we need to like toxify. 100 years ago, our body wasn't working as hard as it is now. So our body's working in overdrive basically to try to help us and eliminate all these toxins out of our body. So glutathione is the master antioxidant. It's made up of three different amino acids, which makes glutathione. And so what glutathione does is it's basically a cellular detox for us. So if you do not have an adequate amount of glutathione in your blood and your body, that's what opens you up to chronic disease. Mitochondria health is the single most important thing for any of us to prevent chronic disease. So glutathione, if you can get it IV, anytime you get an IV, I would recommend a dose of glutathione without a doubt. I always push it. Some patients, I do start with half a dose just because if you have low glutathione levels, you might feel like a little wave over your body. It's just because when you get that push, your cells are like all excited and they're just using it up and utilizing it. So some patients have experienced like a little wave, some don't. It's totally normal. It goes away in like 10 seconds, but just something to be aware of. It's actually your body saying, oh my, thank you so much. We need this to help detox our body. Another thing about glutathione, it literally is a liver detox. It actually helps get rid of all those extra hormones and estrogen that, you know, build up liver. Yeah. So it's really, really like the most important. We should all be taking glutathione. And a little tidbit, I don't know if you guys know, but Tylenol, if you take Tylenol, that depletes your glutathione levels. So try not to take Tylenol or anything like that because it will deplete your levels. And I have a lot of patients who said, oh, the pediatrician had told me to give Tylenol to the baby before they got shots, which is like the exact opposite thing to do because now you are decreasing their glutathione levels, their ability to detox, and you're giving them these shots, which is probably going to cause more issues down the line, unfortunately. But most people don't know this, so I'm happy to share this, and I hope other moms can listen to this and say, okay, that's something I will never do.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I had heard that Tylenol is very hard on your liver. That's the only thing.
Very hard.
Yeah, okay.
Very hard on the liver. I do not know how it's actually even approved by the FDA. A dose of 3 grams a day can put you in liver failure. So it's extremely hard on the liver, and it's something, your liver is life. Like, your liver is our main garbage recyclable system. So if your liver is unhealthy, you're unhealthy. So that's why glutathione is definitely essential to mitochondrial health, liver health, and especially your mitochondria. If your mitochondria are healthy and thriving, it basically all your cells will be healthy and thriving. And that will help eliminate chronic disease, prevent chronic disease. I believe chronic diseases, you can say anything out there, come from mitochondrial dysfunction. Glutathione is where it's at.
Yeah. Okay. So for people that don't know like what the mitochondria is, like, can you give us a little explanation?
Okay. So mitochondria is basically like the brain of every single cell in your body. So it's like the head of the snake, you can say, you know? So like you basically making the mitochondria strong, you're making your cells strong. So if your all your cells are strong and working correctly, your body can do what it's supposed to do. It also, glutathione, which it does, is it's like a sticky substance in your body. So we have like these zombie cells in our body that are just there doing nothing. And then those are the cells that have the potential to, you know, create disease or cancers, things like that. Glutathione is also able to help rid them from the body. So it's a way to get all those zombie cells that could potentially cause chronic disease or something out of the body, which is great.
These zombie cells, is this when the mitochondria is getting dysfunctional? Is that like how those get created?
Exactly. So if you have a dysfunctional mitochondria, your cells can potentially, you know, be dysfunctional, divide, cause problems. So yeah, that's what we are trying to avoid. So your body makes glutathione naturally, but it's just in the world we live in, unfortunately, our bodies can't keep on it up anymore. And taking glutathione by mouth, you're not going to absorb the way you would taking it IV. So every patient, I recommend IV glutathione too. It's been life-changing for people. It's been life-changing, especially for patients who have neurodegenerative diseases. We have a lot of patients with MS and Parkinson's and autism even who come in just for high dose glutathione doses, IVs, which is great. You know, like they're strengthening their mitochondria and they've seen really great results with that. So it's amazing.
Sure. And for that, when you say high dose, then does a doctor have to prescribe that or they can just get it through you?
They can get it through me. I'm a nurse practitioner, so not everybody can get a higher dose. We'll go over their history and what they're looking for. And if it's right for them, we can do it for them. So.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, all of this makes a lot of sense because so much on our show, we have experts come on and they all talk about the gut and how basically in the modern world, it's pretty hard to have a completely healthy, really high functioning gut. And so if we're taking all these expensive vitamins and supplements and thinking that they're doing great things, but we, you know, there's a good chance since our gut is not optimal, we're probably not absorbing. So it makes a lot of sense to the whole IV therapy thing. It really seems to be.
Because our digestive tract is very hospitable because, you know, it's leaky gut. I do patients, I would say 7 out of 10 patients have leaky gut that I see. So if you have any sort of leaky gut, any vitamins or minerals, unfortunately, you're not absorbing. So it's really important. It's unfortunate at this day and age, but we're lucky to have these options of IV vitamins and minerals. So people need to take advantage. You don't have to do it weekly. Some patients come every 2 weeks, some patients come every month, but at least getting that dose to like, you know, bombard your body with something that you haven't had, you feel really great.
Sure. And I just want to clarify something because I do know that you do the mobile IV. So when you say some patients come, you know, monthly, weekly, so is it, there's an option you can either go to a location or you can have the mobile IV come to you?
Yes. So we go to people's houses. We go to their jobs. We go to golf courses. We go to wherever you are. We can be there. We do pop-up with a lot of different practices, nail salons, other chiropractic care offices, anyone that wants to, you know, get IV nutrition into their practice or their life, we are there.
That is wonderful. And is it, there a price difference? Like if you go, if you have the mobile come to you or if you go to the location?
Yes, there is. So our price difference is just basically fee for the nurse, what we pay the nurse to go, her travel time and time there. Because it is like a concierge service. You don't have to leave your house. You know, over the winter, we had a lot of patients with the flu and COVID, stomach virus that just couldn't even get up. And I have gone there, my nurses have gone there, and they just are like revamped and they're like so thankful. They're like, this is amazing. They didn't even know about this. And it's going to be something they're adding into their routine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I'm happy to share.
That is great.
IV therapy with everyone because I'm just so passionate about it. I think it can really help everyone. And, you know, we all need it.
Yeah. So I have to add, I have tried it before. And I have to say, this was actually my first winter where I've more consistently used it. And I do feel like it was helping my immune system, that I was getting sick less often. And I know I had from prior blood work, because I've, you know, kind of been on my own functional medicine health journey for a while, that I've had low glutathione levels. And so I think that doing the IV, you know, certainly, like I can see what you're saying. It's just that extra support. And I know for myself, I always had issues with IBS and I had the leaky gut and, you know, it's never 100%. So I think it is a huge missing piece maybe for a lot of people in their healing journey. But like, what if you can't, you know, because it can get expensive. So say like you can't go regularly, would you still see benefit if you went just, you know, sometimes? That would be my question.
Definitely. If you definitely could do once a month or every 3 months even, that one time vitamins, minerals, even the glutathione to your body is going to be 100% beneficial. Glutathione, especially, you know, as soon as your cells uptake that, hopefully your stores are replenished. Your body's able to now fight disease, fight anything that's going on in your body, boost your immune system, boost your mitochondrial health, you know, provide extra lubrication to all your cells, you're hydrating, your hair is going to look better, your skin, everything is just boosted, even if you just do it one time a month. You don't have to go every week. Some patients, you know, if that's what they would like to do, they want it weekly, that's fine. We actually have some people who want it twice a week. You know, it depends on the patient. I have a lot of patients who like to do a high dose vitamin C, 25,000 milligrams monthly. So when you do high dose vitamin C, you don't have to be doing it for anything. You can do it just to like give your body a cleanse, because over 25 grams vitamin C turns into a peroxide in the body. So when it turns into a peroxide, it penetrates any cells that are like zombie cells or cells that are not working to their optimal function, and it gets rid of them. It creates autophagy to them. They get out. And it strengthens your immune system. It also strengthens the mitochondria. And it's just an overall boost to your body. You know, vitamin C is another great antioxidant, but when we give it over 25 grams, it turns into like an oxidative effect. So it's really, really, I do recommend doing it once a month or once every 3 months for patients who, you know, can't afford monthly, just to like give your body a boost, clean up the system a little. That paired with the glutathione, I had patients jump up out of their chair and like, oh my God, I feel amazing. Literally. Yeah. So it's,
wow.
It's really like,
that's amazing.
So I'm really curious about something as you're speaking that I thought of, because you see now a little bit more of a lot of different places where you can get this IV drip. And I was just wondering, just like, you know, you go to the I go to the health food store and I look at a shelf of like, you know, a million different brands of the same thing. And you're like, OMG. Like, so is there a difference? Is this like the nutrients that you're getting through the IV? Could there be a lower grade of something, a higher grade, or is it something that's just like basically across the board and it depends on, you know, the convenience of the location or that type of?
So our location, we are run by, you know, functional medicine practitioners. There was a lot of thought and time going into every IV that we made. Of course, the company sends out like pre-made IVs that you can do and like gives you those options, but we changed it up totally. You know, we went through everything and made our own list of what we're going to add, how it's going to help each patient, how it's going to help with a specific like recovery, nourishment, immune boost, and skin brightening, VitaGlow, energy, anything like that. We tailored to our practice and what we think benefits the patients the most, instead of, you know, not to say all places do this, you know, some places just go by what the company says, oh, give this one, give the immune boost or give the NRG and what they put in it, where we like tailor it, how many mLs we're going to give, what's going to be the most beneficial to the patients when they receive it, and how they're going to feel their best after. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and I like how you're saying it's like your functional medicine practitioners designing this. You know, it's a little unclear sometimes, to Raquel's point, when you're going for a drip, you don't know exactly what, you know,
exactly,
kind
yeah.
of brands they're using or what, you know, what else could be in there. And as a layperson, you don't really know much about the dosing either. Like, am I getting a dose that's actually going to make a difference, or is this not quite enough and it's not going to really matter much? So that's really great that you have that, those practitioners that are, and you're a practitioner that are guiding this, because that
100%.
That was one of my concerns as a consumer, that I just wasn't quite sure what I was getting.
Yeah. I do have patients that come to us and they're like, oh my goodness, I feel so great here. I wish I would have found you more. You know, I went down the street to, you know, the drip bar. You know, those are great. It's great that we all have access to these places. I'm so happy for it. But, you know, sometimes you don't, they might not know what they're giving and like what each vitamin or mineral is going to do to your body and what you need, like patient specific. Like, we go over everything with you and like we really tailor it to make sure you're getting what you need. Where some of these places, like, I'll pick this off the menu. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, okay. So, like, you have to speak to it and be like, okay, maybe we should add some of this. I think this will help you. You know, I think maybe some taurine, you're having some brain fog. Let's add some of this. That's great for longevity and brain. And carnitine, if you're looking for carnitine, convert that to energy, like on the spot. So if you're looking for energy, carnitine is great to add to any IV, because you really get a boost of energy. It starts working on your fat. It also lowers your appetite, things like that. And then also the glutathione.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, these are little things we don't know. Yeah. These are the little things that I would have no idea. Like, I don't know about that. And to be honest, this whole thing, like the first time I heard of IV drips was for hangovers. Like that, like I knew people that would go on bachelor parties or whatever, and then they would get like the IVs after to like recover quicker. So it's certainly like evolving into a more, you know, medical side of it, I think. And I think there's kind of two sides out there still.
Exactly. And that's totally fine.
And it also sounds like when you were saying you can, you know, you talk to the client and you're getting a little history of where they're at in their lives and what they're feeling. And as a functional medicine practitioner, you're able to say, okay, well, this will work well with this and this will help with that. And it's almost like you're creating a nice little cocktail, like a nice little like IV cocktail for that person, which is different than just, you know, getting, we did go to a place, Kristen and I went to Bell Works and we had gotten some, I've never did, that was the first time I ever did it, the vitamin. But I don't remember like really having a conversation about where I was in my, you know, what were the things that I was feeling. So it didn't feel like it was custom made.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
We give a more personal touch. Yes, like a more personal touch. And a lot of the patients are, you know, we do have the mobile business where I don't know them, but we have the office where a lot of the patients are our patients and we know what they need. And sometimes we prescribe what IVs we want them to get. We put them on a series of Sequel, we change it up and they feel amazing. They love it. And they feel like they're getting like their practitioner really knows what's going on in their body. So when they come in there for their IV infusions, they're like, they feel really good about it. They know that everything they're getting is what the practitioner wants them to have and feel good with.
Wow. Well, I certainly learned a lot in this episode. Thank you so much. Seriously, that was really great. Thank you.
And so we just had a question. So as a functional nurse practitioner, like what kind of conditions do you work with mostly when people actually want to get maybe more in depth, maybe besides the IV, they want to get maybe some lab work done with you or some help. So what are some common things that you help people with?
So I have a lot of patients who have been coming, a lot of women, probably in their late 30s, early 40s, complaining of, you know, new fatigue, brain fog. So we do a lot of, I do a lot with perimenopause, hormone testing. I also deal with a lot of leaky gut health. We also deal with, you know, I do have patients who have cancer and want to like get, they want some care, you know, in conjunction with their traditional therapies that they're doing, just something to boost their immune system, see what else they can do, you know, while undergoing chemo, radiation, or whatever they're going through. And we can provide that and help them feel better while they're going through all these things. You know, I have patients with Parkinson's, we have patients with MS, patients with rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of inflammatory disease, a lot of Epstein-Barr, you know, Epstein-Barr is a hidden cause of a lot of thyroid issues and a lot of other hormone issues out there. You know, we also use ozone therapy at the office. I don't think we touched on that, but ozone therapy is basically ozonate your blood and put it back in your body. And that paired with vitamin C is able to eliminate Epstein-Barr virus, which is great.
Wow. So tell us what ozone, like what would that process be if you're going to do that?
So ozone is high dose, basically oxygen. And what we do, you come in, you have to have a consult. Some patients, we do blood work. Some patients have blood work that they're bringing with them. It's basically like an IV. You sit down, we put an IV in. I take 60 cc's of your blood and I put it in a bag of saline. I have an ozone generator that I generate ozone. I add the ozone to the blood. The blood turns bright red. And then we also put the ozone through an ultraviolet. So it kills any bacteria and it actually has red light therapy in it for your blood. So it's radiating your blood with red light therapy and then putting it back in. That's for mitochondrial health. So it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. It's not a long procedure. And we do like to follow that with a high dose vitamin C infusion after. So that's our normal protocol and how we do it, just because.
Wow. That was like.
I know it sounds very, very like it sounds like a lot, but you're saying this is a quick amount of time.
Yeah, it's not
this
bad.
Is like 30, 40 minutes, but it's
amazing.
Yeah,
it's that really is good. Amazing. Wow.
And then I know, so you also have hyperbaric at the office that you offer. If you want to tell us a little bit about that too, because I think people are interested. They're just unsure what it's about.
Okay, so at New Jersey HBOC Center, we have three hyperbaric heart chambers that you get 100% oxygen. We have patients that different diseases coming. You know, we have patients coming for wellness who heard about it. I actually had a patient the other day who I saw in the office, and he's like, I want to do this because Justin Bieber has one in his home. So I'm like, okay, sure. And so, but if you want to do it for wellness, I'm not there to stop you. You know, as long as you're a candidate and this is something you want to do, we do an exam, I go over everything, and then, you know, we can get you started. But we have patients who have patients with cancer, a lot of neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's, MS. We do get a lot of autistic children who come in. We have seen that it helps support their mitochondria health. So basically, when you do, we're normally living at like one atmosphere. When you go in the hyperbaric chambers, we can go up to 2.2 atmospheres. So the premise basically is oxygen normally can only live on your red blood cell, but when you go into the chamber, it's able to get into all your other cells, into the plasma, into your nerves, into every cell in your body that would normally not. It actually is also able to kill bacteria because, you know, generally people might know of hyperbaric only used for like wound healing, things like that, because it heals from the inside out. So it's actually a great detox. It's great for brain fog. It's great for actually anything in your body. Dr. Jason Saunders, who I work with, he basically cured his foot drop with it. And that's how he became, that's how he formed HBOT USA, because he was like, wow, we really have something here. This is amazing. And, you know, he ran with it. And now it's just like changing lives every day. So it's really great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's exciting. Yeah, because I feel like you hear a lot about the soft hyperbaric chambers, but the hard, I wasn't even sure where in New Jersey you could do that. So that's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. The hard chamber is definitely better. You're getting 100% oxygen, and the soft chamber, you get about 94%. But the hard chamber, I think to get your pressure up and really have great benefits from it, you need the hard chamber.
And how many times would you have to do it, you think?
Every patient is different. So some patients, I can give you an example. If they want to do it for wellness, they'll do about 10 sessions. If I have a patient who has a neurodegenerative disease, they might need about 40 sessions. So it can vary. And then we do have patients who have done it. They feel great. And then they want to do maintenance. And so we have patients who come maybe every 6 months and they'll do about 10 sessions for maintenance. But I've seen amazing results. So
okay.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Very exciting. Very exciting. And so the common theme, I'm hearing today is that we have to take care of our mitochondria, and that all these things that, you know, there are things we can do. It's not just out of our hands. Mm-hmm. There are things that we can actually do to improve the mitochondria and look and feel our best as we age, which we hope to do here. That's the whole point of our podcast.
Well, another thing about hyperbaric and glutathione, hyperbaric, there's a research study out there that the hyperbaric oxygen chambers have actually shown to elongate your telomeres on your DNA strand. So as we age, they shorten. So it's actually anti-aging.
Wow.
If you can believe that. So yes.
Amazing.
I know.
Wow. And they're proving it.
I want one.
That chamber.
We need to get.
Come see me.
Functional moms, we're coming to the chamber. We need to see you, definitely. Well, being mindful of our time today, Rebecca, we wanted to ask you, we ask all our guests, what are two simple things a woman could do today to improve her health? So our question today would, what could we do that would be simple to optimize our health?
Two things, let's see. One, I would say if you are, you know, having issues and going to doctors and you're not getting answers that you really are hoping for, and they're saying everything's okay, your blood work is fine, you know, I would encourage you to reach out to a functional medicine provider to dig deeper. Always follow your gut. We know our bodies best. I believe everybody's so in tune with their bodies if you just listen to it.
Yes.
And so don't take no for an answer, and, you know, find the answers that you're searching for to help yourself, because our bodies are amazing. I believe in the power that we can heal ourselves. We don't need, you know, all those pharmaceuticals, because once you start on one, you start on another and another and another. So getting to the root cause of the issue is the main thing. And then as soon as we fix that root cause, everything else will fall into place. Might not be overnight, but it will eventually happen. And let's see, something else I like to say. I don't know if you guys listen to Dr. Mark Hyman. I love him, but he has this quote. Let me read it to you. He said, "The point is not so much to live longer, but to live better. Not to add more years to your life, but to add more life to you. So I love that, because, you know, you want to live, but you want to live healthy, and you want to live to 100, but you want to be able to do all the things you want to do living to 100. So that's why we take care of our health now. We'll be able to doing the same things we can do at 100, or who knows how long. Let's see. I'm out there to try to live to at least 110.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I love, because Kristen, that reminds me what you were saying earlier when you were talking about, you know, first of all, sometimes they'll say, oh, you're living to your optimal, like this is, you're fine. Where you're at is exactly how you're feeling is exactly how you're supposed to be feeling at this age. I'm like, OMG. No. Like what? I've literally had a doctor tell me that. It was actually my gynecologist. You know, I was just like asking her about like, okay, I'm at this age, you know, she's like, oh yeah, that's normal. You're fine. That's exactly how you're supposed to be feeling. I'm like, really? Okay. Thank you.
Yes, that's the problem. No, we're supposed to feel good every day, even as we age. You're not supposed to say, okay, this is a time where I'm going to be feeling bad from now on. That's not life. You know, you need to live and feel good. And again,
Right.
Exactly. No.
Yeah. What are you comparing me to? Yeah.
100-year-olds out there still doing their exercise and living their life. And, you know, this is like a whole nother topic, but I don't know if you guys heard of methylene blue. This is like my new thing that I'm on. I've been starting to take. So methylene blue is also a mitochondria support, but I've been, you know, playing around with it and taking it. And I've noticed a lot of positive changes. You do have to have your detox pathways open and everything like good before you do it. But that paired with, red Lifed, which we have in the office, is crazy. That's a whole nother topic that I could talk for hours about.
Yeah, this is just rapidly expanding, all these things, I feel like. And it's exciting.
So many exciting things.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kristen and I take a visit to your office with our cameras, do a live. That would be really, really great.
Yes, I would love that. You should. That would be so fun. Be definitely. Great. Yeah, let's plan it.
That would be so fun. We have to schedule that. When we get back from Las Vegas, Kristen, we'll have to hit up Rebecca and set that up.
Yes, definitely. Definitely message me. That would be exciting. I think the whole office would love that. So I'm excited to show you guys around.
Yeah, that would be great. We're attending the annual international conference for functional medicine.
Oh, nice. Okay, great.
It's being held in Las Vegas this year.
Oh, yes. Oh,
good.
Nice.
That's great.
All righty. Well, let me just share with the audience that Rebecca has a bonus offer for our listeners. Receive 10% off first IV infusion. Use code FM10 for functional moms. FM10, use that code and you will get 10% off. Also, a special price for functional medicine consult and lab reviews. You will get $100 off normal pricing.
And I just want to share that you can connect with Rebecca on Instagram at Rebecca's Mission for Wellness and at NJMobile_IV. You can also visit NJMobileIV.com, CoreTherapies.net, and OxygenNJ.com for more information on all of the services that they have. And we will link all of this in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on, Rebecca. We learned so much. This was a great discussion.
It was very fun. Thank you. My first podcast.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.